Feeling hungry? Here's what's for lunch at Roosevelt High School in Seattle.
Woo, we got some really good food right here. We got a really nice bread and some carrot and some white thing right here. I don't know what that is. And we got some apple. We got some cookies. What is this, man? Turkey what? Oh, this is some turkey justice chini, whatever that is, you know?
What Yetta's casa is trying to describe is turkey tetrazzini, a cheesy mixture of noodles and turkey. It's a classic on school lunch menus, and the recipe hasn't changed in decades. But most everything else in the cafeteria has. The forces of marketing, consolidation, and convenience are transforming the school lunchroom. And as NPR's Robert Smith found out at Roosevelt High, the era of the lunch lady is coming to an end.
Let's peel back the layers of turkey tetrazzini before it was slopped onto the tray on a Thursday.
That's just nasty. That's just gross.
Before it was separated and packed for distribution on Wednesday.
Okay, this is what it looks like. It's turkey and noodles.
Before a tiny woman with arms of steel mixed in the cheese on Tuesday. It was Monday, and 874 pounds of turkey stood thawing in the middle of the Roosevelt kitchen. For the next 4 days, the making of the turkey tetrazzini will dominate the lives of the cooks and managers here. Or, as the students call them, the lunch ladies. They don't mind.
I guess when I went to school, the cook was the lunch lady. I suppose the kids still call us that.
But before you get the wrong image, Martha Seelander and the others here don't fit the traditional picture of a lunch lady. No hair nets or matronly white uniforms. And the jobs become more complex than just slinging tater tots. Since few schools have their own kitchens anymore, these women supply the food for 38 other lunchrooms. Doing the math, kitchen manager Maria Larson figures they'll have to put out about 4,500 servings of turkey tetrazzini by Thursday.
With the high school kids, they love it. The little kids, but the teachers also like it a lot. This is comfort food, so it goes over pretty big.
But that's not the real reason turkey tetrazzini is being served this week. The decision was made higher up. After Thanksgiving and Christmas, the U.S. government buys up a lot of surplus turkey, and that ends up in the nation's prisons and school lunchrooms. Spring at Roosevelt High School means turkey sausage, turkey ham, turkey wraps, turkey corn dogs, and this week, turkey and noodles. It's Tuesday, time to cook the tetrazzini.
And I have to make about 204 gallons, so I'm just starting. It's going to be a long day for me.
Mira Shagulia, the head chef, is from Croatia. She's a tiny woman, 61 years old, which makes it all the more remarkable when she tosses around these big boxes of turkey and shredded cheese. As she's cooking, she's dwarfed by the size of this industrial kitchen. Vats as big as hot tubs, wooden spoons that could paddle a canoe.
Probably heavier than me.
To make the turkey tetrazzini, Shagulia makes a roux out of butter and flour and turkey stock. Meanwhile, across the kitchen, other women are shoveling the now-thawed turkey into a grinder. Carolyn Mason has been in this kitchen for 17 years, and she says even the tetrazzini has changed. The turkeys used to be boiled here. Now they come pre-cooked and already boned.
Everything was cooked from scratch up until probably 10 years ago, and we slowly went over to more prepared foods.
The chopped turkey and spaghetti noodles are tossed into the vat. Shagulia barely needs to look at the recipe. She started cooking these school lunches decades ago when her kids were young and she could work while they were in school. Now, like many of the women here, she's close to retirement and close to finishing that tetrazzini.
It's nice and creamy sauce. I'm going to let you taste, okay? So you can tell me.
She lets me try some, and it is incredibly rich. The taste of butter lingers for hours. Shagulia doesn't even eat it anymore. She whispers that she doesn't really like starchy foods. The next day, Wednesday, it's time to portion out the turkey tetrazzini for the other Seattle schools. It's been cooling in these big pans all night. Now an assembly line with a conveyor belt is set up in the corner of the kitchen. Many schools have given up on trying to serve lunch cafeteria style, so Roosevelt makes these little food packs, like on an airplane. The tiny foil pans drop onto the conveyor, and a row of workers scoop the noodles inside. Martha Seelander is running the belt.
Whether they eat it or not, I don't know. You know, I'm sure a lot of it does get thrown away. But we do like to make it look attractive and not just thrown together.
You hear that a lot in the lunchroom here. The cooks seem to want the meals to look and taste good. They get daily reports about how much each item is selling, and after lunch you can see them checking the trash cans for what gets thrown out. Lunchroom manager Maria Larson says, with fast food restaurants at every corner around the school, lunchrooms have to know their customers and what it takes to compete.
Kids love finger foods. It goes over all the time. Little snacks, you know, Frito-Lays, you know, snacks like that. It's not great for them sometimes, but we try to make it interesting.
So they make chicken nuggets and teriyaki beef dippers, breadsticks with spaghetti sauce. The turkey tetrazzini, with its need for an old-fashioned fork, is almost a museum piece. Thursday, Turkey Tetrazzini Day. Early in the morning, a truck pulls up to the back of the lunchroom to cart away thousands of packets of the dish. While on the cafeteria line, the servers are getting the items ready for the high school kids.
Phyllis, isn't there a vegetable?
John Reagan, a school security guard, looks in to see what's for lunch.
Turkey tetrazzini. Always happy to see it on the menu.
By 10:50 in the morning, the first kids appear, and the tetrazzini is unleashed.
One heaping scoop.
Looks like we have some turkey casserole.
Steve Lewis and his friends carry their trays to one of the big round tables in the lunchroom.
I can't describe that taste. I've been eating it forever. It's not bad. It's got a nice buttery taste. I like that.
Carolyn Mason watches all of this from her post at the cash register. She says the world of the lunchroom is about to change again. The Seattle School District is planning on consolidating the food distribution in one big central kitchen. There'll still be some cooking at Roosevelt, but most of the district lunches will be made downtown.
It's pretty much the end of an era for cooking in your own school. It's just not economically feasible. All righty, we'll close it up.
Lunch is over, and 4 days' worth of turkey tetrazzini prep ends with this. Assistant Principal Mike Musselwhite walking around with a big garbage can.
We've got trash over here. Any other trash? Thank you very much, ladies.
It's actually been a successful lunch period. There's not too much turkey tetrazzini in the trash.
It would appear that it actually went down little throats, like little birdies, right?
But there's no time for celebration. Tomorrow, soft tacos. Robert Smith, NPR News, Seattle.